every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%.
The carbon agenda is
a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days podcast. In a few moments, we'll be learning more about a career in retail. But first, the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Inox Group, the company behind a £400 million development on the edge of Truro, has welcomed a High Court decision to refuse permission for a judicial review of the planning consent for the scheme. Cornwall Council approved plans, which includes 1,500 new homes back in July. But the City Council wanted a judicial review, which has now been rejected. Inox says it hopes to start construction in 2015. Two Cornish producers won Best Of categories at the Taste of the West Awards held this week at Gloucestershire Cricket Club. In the Ready Meals, Soup and Light Eats category, Cornish Charcuterie was awarded the Best Of accolade for its pork rillette, while the Cornish Duck Company's Duck Burger received the Best Of award for the Burgers, Faggots and Meatballs category. Hospitality and Retail Awards were awarded to the Cornish Pizza Company, which won Best Southwest Local Food Takeaway, and Wing of St. Moore's, which was named Best Southwest Online Retailer. And finally, organisers of the Hub Awards have extended the entry deadline until 6pm on Monday, October the 28th. Along with a revamped entry process, a number of new awards are up for grabs and there's no age limit on any of the categories. For more information, go to cornwallhub.org.
7 days.
We're often hearing that training and skills are so important for the future of the Cornish economy. And the Training Standards Department from Cornwall Council is actually spending some time and some money on improving 18 to 24 year olds' skills in the retail sector. I've got John Touche from the department with me. First of all, John, tell me about the reason for putting this effort into training up on retail.
One of the most important things is trying to develop the actual economy of Cornwall and targeting 18 to 24 are unemployed and trying to upskill them so as to actually make them marketable for employers to actually utilise their skills, because they may well have been in secondary education, but a lot of retail businesses need certain skill sets to have. And so what we're trying to do is upskill them by a three-day course, which is basically they do one day, which will be a fair trading award, so they'll be aware of underage sales, contractual obligations, etc., etc., and they'll actually get a qualification at the end of it. And then secondly, if you're a food business, a retail food business, you actually need to have like a food handler, you need to have like a level 2 food qualification. So in day 2 they'll have that, they'll go for that process, and in day 3 is getting them skilled up to deal with customer services. So we're actually teaching about customer services skills, being able to communicate with customers and what have you. So over those 3 days, they should actually come out at the end of it with a number of qualifications that they can actually go to an employer and say, look, I'm actually employable because I've got the skill sets, please give me a job.
And whenever you do something like this, I suppose there must be some visible gain back for the Cornish economy. What sort of gain back are we going to get?
Well, the gain back is one, you're going to get employees who are actually fit for purpose. So when they actually apply for a job and subsequently get a job, they know that they actually be able to work on the tills, they'll be actually working a food business or what have you, and they're already skilled up.
And there's money behind this for you, isn't there?
Well, we've actually put a pilot together with the Better Regulatory Delivery Office, the BRDO, and they've gave us some funding to actually do this pilot. So we're doing a pilot at the moment, and we're working with the supermarkets, so that's where we're going to be doing the training, and with the job centres. So we're trying to find people who are actually unemployed, upskilling them, and see if the actual retail outlets will take them on board and get them in the workplace.
So if there's anyone who wants to get involved with this, what do they do?
They just need to actually just contact their job centre and say, look, I'm aware there's a retail training programme, can I be involved?
Okay, thank you very much, John Touche.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's look at what's coming up over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
The Bedruthen Steps Hotel in Morgan-Porth is the venue for this month's Cornwall Chamber of Commerce Big Breakfast, taking place on Tuesday, October 22nd. Also this coming 7 days, on Thursday, October 24, accountancy firm Francis Clark is holding one of its popular breakfast briefings, with raising money from the public as an SME top of the menu. And finally, on Friday, the Devon and Cornwall Business Club meets at the China Fleet Country Club, again for a breakfast get-together. And as usual, for all the details of this, please go to our website.
And there's more on what's happening across the next 7 days, in 7 days' time, on businesscornwall.co.uk.
7 days with Business Cornwall.